In this bulletin, a referendum on Indigenous recognition to be held within 3 years. New research highlights hurdles faced by Muslim migrants. And the scene is set for tonight's State of Origin decider. With the latest SBS News, I'm Matt Canella. Indigenous Australians Minister Ken Wyatt has promised the federal government will hold a referendum within the next 3 years on changing the constitution to recognise the nation's first people. Mr Wyatt, Australia's first Indigenous Aboriginal Affairs Minister, detailed his plan to hold a referendum in this term of Parliament during a speech to the National Press Club in Canberra.
I do not want to proceed if we are not going to be successful. I have commenced the process of engaging and seeking the counsel of Indigenous leaders on the best way forward. We need to design the right model to progress to a point at which the majority of Australians, the majority of states and territories, and Indigenous Australians support the model so that it is successful.
Mr Wyatt has also committed to re-examining a proposal to bring an Indigenous voice to Parliament, a plan rejected by the previous Turnbull government. New research has found migrants with Muslim backgrounds are facing significant barriers integrating into Australian society, even when they have strong English language skills. The findings are based on a world-first analysis by Deakin University researchers of childhood immigrant prospects, based on census data from 2006 to 2011. Lead author Dr. Chahid Guen says the integration of non-Muslim migrants tends to be smoother as their English proficiency increases.
However, after education, after finishing school, for the Muslim immigrant groups, we find that there is no relationship between English skills, their integration labor in the, during their life cycle. For instance, if you compare a Muslim immigrant with better English skills to another Muslim immigrant with, lower English skills, there is no difference in terms of their employment.
A coroner's inquest into the drug deaths of two young people at a Sydney music festival has been told the event director did not speak to the contracted medical service company. Simon Coffey, who ran the DEFCON 1 festival, said he relied entirely on discussions with the event's own medical service. 21-year-old Diana Nguyen and 23-year-old Joseph Pham both died after ingesting drugs during the 10th anniversary of the electronic music festival at the Sydney International Regatta Centre in September 2018. Six fatalities at New South Wales music festivals are being investigated by the state's deputy coroner during the two-week inquest. Three members of a Sydney family have been charged with slavery offences after they allegedly forced a woman from Afghanistan into domestic servitude. Federal police have arrested the woman's Australian husband, along with his brother and mother, after a lengthy investigation. It's alleged the trio forced the 39-year-old into domestic servitude before deceiving her into travelling to Afghanistan with the husband on a one-way ticket last year. The husband then allegedly returned to Australia a few days later without her. When she was able to return here, she alerted authorities to her plight. The charges follow AFP and Border Force raids on a property in the Sydney suburb of Marylands when personal items belonging to the woman and almost $89,000 in cash was seized. To sport, and all is in readiness for tonight's State of Origin Rugby League decider in Sydney between New South Wales and Queensland. While New South Wales is favourite after a big win in Game 2, the Maroons' record in key Origin matches show it would be dangerous to write them off. Queensland assistant coach Justin Hodges says the team is in a positive frame of mind despite the humbling it received in Perth.
We prepared well, we trained well. This camp has been really good and we're very confident. What an occasion to come down here and play a decider. We're very confident we're going to win tonight.
While Queensland has been forced to reshuffle its lineup with veteran Matt Gillett forced out with a groin injury, the Blues have a relatively settled squad and are well placed to go back-to-back in Origin Series wins. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, cloudy 19. Adelaide, shower or 2, wind easing 16. Melbourne, showers easing 15. Hobart, showers increasing 12. Canberra, showers 10. Wollongong, windy, mostly sunny 17. Much the same in Sydney, 19. Newcastle, also windy and mostly sunny, 20. Brisbane, sunny, 25. A possible shower in Cairns, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Matt Canellan, and you can keep up to date with all the latest SBS news online and on social.